Welcome back to another season of Scoop with a Soup. I'm Christy Martin, Superintendent of Washington Local Schools. Each episode, we'll sit down with guests from across our district to share updates, highlight events, and give you a behind-the-scenes look at the changes and successes shaping our district. This is the place to get the real scoop from the soup.
Hello, everyone. Episode 2 of the new season. So thank you for being here today. I have some special guests. I'm going to let them go around the table and introduce them, tell a little bit about themselves, what they do, and we'll go from there.
Hi, my name is Tiffany Kaprowski. This is my 21st year teaching in Washington Local.
And what subject?
I teach high school math.
Yes.
looking forward to Algebra 1 this year. And I was a graduate of Washington Local in 1998.
Well, thank you for sharing that. We're going to go to the other teacher here to my right.
Hey, everybody. My name is Andy Moore. I've been teaching for 16 years. This is my fifth year in Washington Local. I'll be teaching primarily 10th grade English this year, and I get the flop sweats when I'm nervous.
All right, good to know. And we have a student with us.
Hello, everyone. My name is Cedra Butaha, and I am currently a senior at Whitmer High School. I am a link leader at Whitmer High School as well.
Great. So everybody introduce themselves. She mentioned link leader. So today we're going to talk a little bit about link crew and what that is and why it's important to Whitmer High School. So Mr. Moore, would you like to share a little bit about what is link crew?
Would you like to share a little bit about link crew, Ms. Kaprowski?
Sure thing, Mr. Moore.
Awesome.
Thank
you. Love that for us.
So link crew is a nationwide program that's been around since the mid-90s.
Yes.
Is that correct? Mm-hmm. We've had it running through Washington Local now. This is the fourth year. It's a way to get chosen upperclassmen linked with a group of ninth graders. And then we send them out throughout the year to their classrooms and check in as often as we can, honestly.
So I think is the term link because you're kind of linking kids or the older kids with the incoming freshmen, and so they had to have a connection in a school of over 2,000 students. Can you talk a little bit, Mr. Moore, about why that's important?
Yeah, link crew is really important because it's a great way to get people connected not only to one another as freshmen coming into a big building, but also our link leaders can present to these freshmen opportunities to connect with activities and events, because so many of our link leaders are involved all over the school building.
So what does this look like? This will be released on Monday, so it'll be the week of. We have a slow roll for freshmen. Is there any involvement with link crew on those days?
Hey, Cedra. How you doing, Cedra?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You're doing a great job. You're welcome. My question for you is, what homework did we send you with today?
So today we did a training where Mr. Moore, Ms. Kaprowski, and all the link crew advisors told us how we're supposed to be interacting with the students coming in as freshmen and stuff. So they told us to come home today and practice our activities that we're going to be doing with them, practice our leadership skills, and just make the freshmen feel more welcomed when they come in.
So let me get this straight. It's summer. You mm-hmm. don't have to be here.
No.
But you are here today.
Yes.
And you actually got homework.
Mm-hmm.
So tell why. Why would you do this? Talk to us about that.
Well, I remembered myself as a freshman, and I remember how intimidating it was. And I felt that, like, being involved in link crew compared to, like, other clubs at Whitmer, I actually get to make a change. I actually get to go out there and help out freshmen, like how I was in their case a couple years ago. So I feel like I'm actually making a change being there with them.
Did you have a link leader when you were at Whitmer? Did you start here?
I actually transferred midway coming into Whitmer.
That's interesting.
I attended Hiawatha and Jefferson,
okay.
But I left.
But where you went, you didn't have that.
I didn't have that,
this came about, you were very excited to be part of that, because
yes.
You know what it feels like to mm-hmm. come to school and just not have someone to connect with. That's awesome. Okay, so you have homework. Talk to me a little bit about those activities.
So they're basically communication activities or activities for us to get to know one another. We're trying to get the freshmen to feel more like less shy, or like get them into the gist of coming in. And I feel like it's not only a way for the freshmen to get to know each other, but it's also a way for me to get to know them, because not a lot of times you see seniors with freshmen or getting to know them and stuff. So it's a way for us to communicate with each other and Yeah.
No, that's great. So, Ms. Kaprowski or Mr. Moore, talk to me about being advisors. How did you become an advisor? What is your role as advisors? What does that look like?
So first things first, shout out to Tom Zeems. Just when we all started together, aside from Mrs. Kaprowski, the other coordinators and I, Tom Zeems had done Link Crew in different school settings. And when he came to Washington Local, he brought the program with him. And he very surgically and intentionally handpicked some incredible educators, myself not included, of course. And we went to the Link Crew training, and probably the best training, one of the best I've ever been to. Project Boomerang does an incredible job with the way they set things up. And in that process, we learned how to train them, and then we get to watch them train others.
So. Great. Anything you want to add?
No, I mean, he pretty much covered it.
Great. How many advisors do we have at Whitmer?
Technically, we have 8. Okay. There are 6 that are more upfront than the other 2. Our counselor that deals just with freshmen was trained last year. And then we also brought a dean into the mix. We don't really expect them to, you know, be as upfront as us. Just knowing what the Link Crew program is about is really helpful, having somebody in the counseling center and the dean center.
Absolutely.
So
makes a lot of sense.
But yeah, 8.
And then how many Link Crew members do we have?
We have a lot this year compared to last year.
Have 64 this year, I believe.
So 64 students came in their summer break to be trained and have homework on how to help our freshmen.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a shout out to, I mean, our staff, obviously, for the programming, but for our kids that really care enough to come in and give up their time. So love to hear that. Did you at least get some free food or something?
Yes, we got lunch.
Okay. anything else you want to add about Link Crew?
So I absolutely adore this program. I'm so thankful that Tom Zeems gave me the opportunity to be a part of it. As I go through the training with the kids, I always think about when I was in college and I became an RA, a resident advisor, and like this, in the same vein, we're trying to welcome people to a campus. And some of the most important mentors in my early life, I met through residence life. And it's so cool to me that I was able to reach out to Dr. Lisa Kirshner. Shout out, Lisa. I love you very much. And say, hey, I'm just doing similar work at the high school level. I think it's great. And a big thing we talk about with all of these Link leaders is our why. You know, what are we doing? Why are we coming here? And the fact that they're going to sacrifice time and energy to make the school better is admirable.
Well, truly, you know, shout out for your passion for doing this. I mean, it's because you love kids and love your job, so I do appreciate that. And you hit on something, Mr. Moore. It's about relationships. I think so much of what we do is about relationships. So we have students in the upper grades building relationships with freshmen. We have staff building relationships with students. And again, that's just the best, is connecting with each other. So I love to hear the relationships. Okay, before we end today, I ask all of my guests this year a question, and it's really easy, put you on the spot, but what is your favorite thing about Washington Local? So whoever wants to go first can jump in.
I love the community, and I feel like Link Crew like helps build that community, make it stronger, and it shapes the Whitmer culture and stuff. Like, we're working with students and making it better, so something
Thank
I
you.
Love about Whitmer.
I love that.
Well, not to steal what Cedra said, but Cedra is an amazing human being, and we're so lucky to have her as one of our leaders. But honestly, the community and the, just the way that people connect in this community is unmatched, I think.
And to kind of piggyback off of that, my own kids were in this district long before I was fortunate enough to start working here. And I think my favorite part of the district and overall, and I think about it every year at graduation, there will come a day where I get to hand their kids their diploma when they graduate, and I just get emotional thinking about that. There's something special about starting this year. My 2 oldest, 13 and 12, they'll be driving with me to campus every day because they're going to be in middle school. You know, I get to have that intimate time to check with them on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. And I don't know that I could do that anywhere else in the same meaningful way. So. Yeah.
It does. It goes back to community, the family, and the relationships that we have here. So I love that you shouted that out. Last year, I asked everybody a question about My question was like your favorite moment, and several people that I had who have kids in the district or had kids in the district talked about giving their child their diploma mm-hmm. on that stage. So you just brought that up, and it's certainly a memory for a lot of us. I had the privilege to do that for both my kiddos, and just a memory you can't take back. So I'm glad you get to do that. It's the best thing, and you will too. So
mm-hmm. next year,
yes. Oh yeah. Goodness,
don't you have a kid in the program this year?
I do. Yes, my daughter was able to go through the Link program as a freshman and is now a leader.
I love that. So, well, thank you very much. This ends our episode today. Have a good day.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Scoop with a Soup, where we discuss all things Washington local. Don't forget to subscribe and join us next time for more stories, updates, and voices from around the district. Until next time, go Panthers!